T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS here on a Monday morning, March 25th at 7:45. Now, three big things. Basketball, NIT, Wichita State 63, Clemson 55.
Two.
Hundreds gather in downtown Wichita for first annual Chisholm Trail Marathon.
One.
Mueller concludes probe of President Trump and Russia. No evidence of collusion. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And out there in traffic, continue to avoid the area. This is MacArthur and 119th West. We've got a injury traffic accident there. Again, that's MacArthur and 119th West, and that is west of the Schulte area. Traffic update, KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 57 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 38. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 62. Now cloudy, 49 degrees. We have a north wind at 12 miles per hour. Stop by and see the new spring and summer hats at Hatman Jack's. Fedoras, western hats, ladies' hats, and caps for all occasions at the clock tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, you know, one of our advertisers is Mike Napoleon with the with his service there that does repair work for
yes.
people. Mike's with us this morning. I don't know why he got up so early, but Mike, what's going on?
Well, good morning. I just wanted to wish Queen Shelley a happy birthday from the Napoleon Appliance Crew.
Mike, she's not a queen. She's just a saint is all she is.
Oh, Saint Shelley, I'm sorry.
Listen, have you ever tried any of her chocolate chip cookies?
Not yet, I haven't.
Well, You got something to look forward to in your life, Mike. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell her happy birthday for you. Thanks for being with us this morning, sir.
I appreciate it. You guys have a great day. We'll listen to you on the radio.
Okay, our Gen Air is still running. Thank you.
Hey.
7:47, Steve and Ted.
How about Napoleon Appliance Repair, folks? Coronation of Shelley's queen.
Well, she's been promoted.
Love it.
Preliminary estimates reported by the Kansas Department of Labor and Bureau of Labor Statistics this last Friday showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.4% in February. I like to keep the folks updated on this. I know a lot of people not paying much attention to it, but the fact is that we got full employment going here. This was unchanged from January. In other words, flat. Seasonally adjusted job estimates indicate total non-farm jobs decreased by 2,200 from January. Wichita MSA, jobless rate ticked up slightly to 4.2% from 4.1% in January. The MSA is an area that includes Sedgwick, Sumner, Kingman, Butler, and Harvey counties. But, yeah, if you got 4%, you're pretty close to full employment. Now we need to get some new people in here to fill all the jobs we have available, right? That's the new challenge. The nation's business economists foresee a sharp slowdown in U.S. economic growth over the next 2 years, in sharp contrast to the Trump administration's predictions that growth will accelerate this year and next. That finding comes from the latest survey of the National Association of Business Economics released today, the NABE. Its economists collectively project that growth, as measured by the gross domestic product, will reach a modest 2.4 this year and just 2% in 2020. But they don't think a recession is likely anytime soon. So, you know, but 2.4%, there's been a lot of times over the years we haven't seen near that kind of growth. I mean, that's not huge, but it's still.
No, but still, 2.5 would be nice growth.
It really is. I think most folks will say, oh, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that. Wall Street roiled Friday by news signs that global economic growth is slowing. The jitters triggered a sell-off in stocks and sent bond yields sharply lower, flashing a possible recession warning. Wave of selling knocked 460 points off the Dow.
Oosh.
Gave the benchmark S&P its worst day since January 3rd, dropping 54 points, and the NASDAQ closed down 196 points. That was on Friday.
Yeah, let's get that turned around this week.
Papa John's has a new pitch man, Shaquille O'Neal. Remember him? He used to play basketball years ago. The chain says the Basketball Hall of Famer will appear on TV commercials and other ads. He will also join the company's board of directors and invest in nine of its restaurants. Papa John's is trying to revive its image after its founder was reported to have used a racial slur during a media training session. Papa John's will pay O'Neal more than $8 million in cash and stock for a three-year deal.
That's it?
Yeah, yeah, $8
million. More than that.
Well, you and I would do it for $8 million, right?
Well, Shaq, Shaq's got that name recognition.
Shaq's got better name recognition nationwide than we do, I guess. Yeah. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and a job change for a Wichita bank executive. We have the latest on that with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Equity Bank Market President and Senior Vice President Jeremy Machane is moving to Bank of America. He'll become Senior Vice President for the business banking team. Machane previously worked at Chisholm Trail State Bank and Fidelity Bank. He joined Equity in 2009. Machane will serve clients with annual revenues of $5 million to $2 billion. Wichita State University getting a $2 million grant to assist manufacturing technology. The grant will help create 150 manufacturing jobs in the region. The funding comes from the U.S. Development Foundation, which is a part of the Department of Commerce. It'll go to the WSU Automated Technology Laboratory for Advanced Structures Program. And a Spirit AeroSystems acquisition is back on track. Spirit says its planned purchase of ASCO Industries of Belgium has been cleared by the European Union. The company says it plans to close the deal in the coming weeks. The $650 million acquisition held up by issues related to the old corporate structure of Airbus that had to be untangled for the deal to go through. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I think we're at a time here where some interesting, well, some exciting things are starting to happen and could happen for Wichita, including this new convention center, which I think is going to be another one of these issues. It's going to be a lot of contention. People are all going to have different opinions about it. But from what I'm hearing, we're missing out on a lot of money from conventions that are not coming here because our facilities are just outdated. And whether it's I don't think they're going to combine them. I think it's going to be two different ones. Performing Arts and Convention Center, but I asked Cindy Claycomb, the city council member over the weekend or last week, I said, does this new convention center, does it have to be just a great big box like the last one, or can it be something interesting? And she's saying, why not have something strange or new or exciting about it? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I think, first of all, it has to be useful. It has to be useful technology-wise for the people who come in and use it as a convention space. The mayor has talked about in the past that basically folks are looking for 10 by 10 booth space. And so to build it on based on that requirement of conventions, that's kind of where they're going to go.
Okay.
You know, certainly the way they're selling this and the way they are making the case for this is that we're losing out on money. We're losing out on revenues that could come from conventions just because we don't have a good enough space. And so I think they'll push that through way before the performing arts part.
Yeah, and other cities of our size here in the Midwest and around the Midwest, Des Moines, places like that, they've upgraded theirs over the past 10 years.
Right, right.
So we're lagging behind.
Our existing facilities don't have very good Wi-Fi, for example.
Yeah,
not very good internet connection. You got to have that now.
So, but we talked to the mayor just a few minutes ago. And said he wants to do all these things and all these millions. He said we can do if we want to do that without raising taxes. I wonder if that's realistic. Whether this we ought to, I hate to say raise taxes, but on the other hand, if you're going to try to do it first class, you need to do it first class, right?
Right. That's exactly right. And he's talking about he doesn't want to raise the mill levy to
do
some of this stuff. You know, then you've got to find another funding path for these facilities, and there's a lot of different ways to do it, going to debt and sell bonds, those types of things.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
Okay. Hey, listen, thank you, sir. Talk with you again next hour at 7:55 now. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We'll have the latest on the conclusion of the Mueller investigation. Ted has sports coming up. Ted?
Yeah, we'll keep track of the Shocker men's basketball team as their season continues well into March. We'll hear from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the Blur.
8:35 this morning. We'll get you caught up on entertainment goings-on throughout the weekend. That's at 8:35.
Traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted right here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.